Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, Samsung is reportedly preparing to adopt a new process that is likely to be used in the production of OLED iPad screens next year, according to a new supply chain report. The report says the company is expecting orders from Apple for a process specifically designed for OLED screens that are 10 inches and larger. For some background here, Apple currently uses LCD displays for its iPad lineup, despite the switch to OLED for iPhones. For the latest 12.9-inch iPad Pro, Apple uses mini-LED backlighting to provide similar benefits to OLED, but without the risk of burn-in. While LCD with mini-LED backlighting is the superior tech, which is why it's on the 12.9-inch iPad Pro, it is expensive, and multiple reports have suggested that Apple will use OLED for non-Pro iPad models starting next year. Ming-Chi Kuo has said that the 2022 iPad Air will feature an OLED display, and that the same display technology will eventually come down to the entry-level model. Today's supply chain report adds further corroboration to these rumors and says that Apple suppliers are already working on this next-generation process for larger OLED screens. So to recap, in 2022, we expect an iPad Air with OLED display technology, an updated 11-inch iPad Pro with mini-LED, and a new version of the 12.9-inch iPad Pro with the same mini-LED technology that it uses today. In other news today, Apple released iOS 14.7 to the public last month, and iOS 15 is on track to be released sometime in September. But nonetheless, Apple also appears to be planning iOS 14.8 for a release soon, though it's still unclear what new features could be included. The latest beta of the Xcode 13 developer application includes references to iOS 14.8, 9to5Mac has also discovered references to iOS 14 in our Google Analytics, further suggesting that Apple is indeed working on the update. Notably, this would mark the first ever 0.8 update to iOS. While it may seem odd that Apple is planning iOS 14.8 for a release so soon before iOS 15, there is precedent for this. Last year, Apple released iOS 13.7 on September 1st, just 2 weeks before the release of iOS 14 on September 16th. Something else to consider this year is that Apple has already announced that it plans to give users a choice between updating to iOS 15 as soon as it's released, or staying on iOS 14 but receiving the latest security updates. In the iOS 15 release notes, Apple says, quote, iOS now offers a choice between two software update versions in the Settings app. You can update to the latest version of iOS 15 as soon as it's released for the latest features and the most complete set of security updates. Or continue on iOS 14 and still get important security updates until you're ready to upgrade to the next major version. End quote. As of right now, there is no word on when Apple might release iOS 14.8, but based on this analytics data and references in Xcode, it does appear to be something the company is working on. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View, a new application for iPhone and Apple Watch from Fun Media, the creators of many other popular applications such as Calorie and Waterminder. Fitness View is an all-new application that takes data from your Apple Watch and the Apple Health application and makes it easy to drill down into more detail about that data, including trends, goals, heart rate graphs, and much more. You can configure goals for every statistic in the Settings tab of the application, including things like steps, calories, caffeine, and more. One of my favorite features of Fitness View is the Workouts tab that shows all of your recent Apple Health workouts, with details on things like heart rate through the warm-up, fat burn, cardio, and peak stages of the workout. Fitness View also features a dedicated application for Apple Watch, support for home screen widgets on your iPhone, and so much more. You can get started with Fitness View today to take your Apple Watch and Apple Health data to the next level by hitting the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, a new report from Bloomberg offers additional details on what to expect from the iPhone 13, which is just 1 month away from being announced. While the exterior industrial design of the iPhone 13 isn't expected to change much this year, aside from a smaller notch cutout at the top of the display, Bloomberg reports that a big focus for the higher-end iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max will be camera upgrades with new features for shooting video and taking photos. Bloomberg specifically mentions that the addition of a portrait mode feature is coming for shooting video. This would be an expansion of Apple's synthetic background blur effect beyond static photos. Portrait mode for photos was first introduced with the dual-camera iPhone 7 in 2016. The report also says that the iPhone 13 Pro models will be able to record in the ProRes video format for the first time, which would offer a higher quality video output for creative professionals. The ProRes format was developed by Apple more than a decade ago, and it now supports up to 8K resolutions. Apple's Final Cut Pro application is coded to efficiently handle and edit ProRes content and is widely used in the professional video industry. As far as photography is concerned, Apple is said to be using a new filters system to improve photo color reproduction. Unlike the existing filters in the camera application, these new versions will be smarter and be able to precisely apply changes to objects and people using artificial intelligence. This change will likely be assisted by an upgraded image signal processor in Apple's A15 chip. Today's report from Bloomberg does not specifically say whether these phones will feature a 120Hz ProMotion display, but it does say that the iPhone 13 will include new screen technology that could enable faster refresh rate for smoother scrolling. The iPhone 13 is expected to be announced in early September and ship later in that same month. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.